HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're just going to continue with the halachot. The next siman in Shulchan Aruch, which is siman Kuf Nun Vav, speaks about midot and derech eretz. It also speaks about Talmud Torah. In the middle, the Ramah comes down, the Mishabra, he comes and he starts bringing down a whole bunch of different halachot, which are brought down in the Acharonim and the Rishonim, and he starts quoting them. So one of them that he says is that, first of all, that we have to be very, very careful not to swear, even if it's going to be on something true. He says, why? Because there were 1,000 cities that they had, Yanai HaMelech had, and all of them were destroyed because they were swearing different, they were taking oaths, even though they were fulfilling them. And therefore, it was very, very important to be careful not to make a vow, not to take an oath, even if it's going to be for something true. Or to say, for example, in the lifetime, or b'chayai, or whatever it is, that we should not actually swear. Another thing he mentions is that many times they come and they write down the secular date. Now, if you remember, we did already once mention this concept of the secular date. And he brings down like this. It says there are some acharonim that are actually bringing down that it could be that there's even an isud doraita to write down the secular date. Why? Because it's written, v'shem Elohim acherim lo taskiru, that we're not allowed to come and we're not allowed to mention other gods. So they say, so then how could it be that you have people that are very religious that they're coming and they're writing down the secular dates? So therefore he comes and they're saying that maybe it's only going to be prohibited if you're mentioning it in a lashon of srara, which means that it's as if to say that they're a hierarchy or that they're very, very important. However, though, we have found the Gedolei Yisrael that they did come and they did write down the secular dates. However, many times they'll come and they'll write down leminyanam, right, or lemisparam, which means according to their numbers. And many times they were very strict not to write the full date. So for example, they would come and they would write down, instead of 2018, they would only write down 18, right? By the last two numbers. So therefore, they're not really actually as if they counting by their numbers. They're just writing down a symbol that people should know. But it's not that they're saying that it's 2018 years, because again, we're not obviously counting from Yeshu, right? Because that's what they're counting from, or from his death, from the birth, whatever it is exactly. But we are just coming and just writing down so that way they should understand. Now, there is also a Ramban, that the Ramban goes against if you're going to write down the numbers of the month, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and he says, why? Because the Ramban says, the Tama Chodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodeshim, the reason why that's written that this is for you the first month is because B'nai Yisrael are always supposed to count the first month. Now it says, how could it be that we're going to come and we're going to count the first month as if, say, January? It's not January, it's Nisan. So how are we going to write down 01 on January? It's really Bemet, really Nisan. Nisan is the first month, not January. So therefore, according to this, what a lot of people do is that if it's not obviously you in a place where you have to write down 01, for example, on a check, on documents, many times they would write down January instead of 01. Because by you coming and saying 01, it means that it's the first month. It's check it, it's not truth. It's January because that's what the Goyim call it, but it's not because of that. And even by writing January, they wouldn't write down the full month of January. They would write down the abbreviations, Jan, right, Feb, right, then M-A-R, right, for March, April, A-P-R. They wouldn't actually write down the full thing. So therefore, whenever it's possible, it is better to write down the abbreviations. So for example, January is J-A-N, February is F-E-B, and so on and so forth. And then, even for the year, they wouldn't write down the full year, 2000. So therefore, for example, on a check, it's going to be very difficult to start writing in Hebrew, leminyanam, right, or lemisparam, according to their numbers. So in such a thing, you just write down Jan or the December, so D-E-C, first, 18, right? By doing it that way, at least you got out of any of the machlokot into what are you supposed to do or not supposed to do. However, though, if a person is forced to, so as long as his mind is not going to be on Avodah Zarah, he does have that permission. For example, sometimes on legal documents or on passport applications or things like that, that you have to write down according to their number system. So therefore, obviously, you do have what to rely on if you're going to do it. So the thing is, if you don't need to, so lecha techila, try to stay far away from such a thing.